Hello, Tom. Just came down from the golf course. I had a very busy day. Was there by myself all day and had to operate everything. I guess I won't have very much tape to talk to because I guess Mom has been talking all day to you, and she has one side done and quite a bit of this side.
But I didn't clear my throat nearly as long to get started as he did. It took him longer to clear his throat than did what he had to say.
Well, she does more talking than what I do, because she talks all day at school and then talks to me all evening.
You've lived at this house long enough, Tom, to know that isn't so. I might talk at him, but he sure wouldn't hear me if I talked all evening.
Well, it's best to have one ear so you can shut it, but when you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. We've been doing pretty good this year. Last Sunday, we had over 100, and this Saturday, we had 96, and today, I had 85, but about 2:30, it started to pour the rain down.
Oh, it rained before 2:30. It was raining at 1 o'clock.
But in the 2 days, we took in about $800 in green fees, merchandise, and rentals, and sauna bath, and hot dog. Well, the hot dog money don't go in ours. It goes into Mrs. Spatafore. That's her deal.
It's her deal, but all she does is buy the hot dogs and send them out for somebody else to sell them, or cook them and sell them. She buys the buns at Marhoffer's sales, day-old buns, and makes, well, she gets a 29-cent package of buns for 10 cents, so you see who's coming out on the big end of that deal.
I hope that keep on selling merchandise. I got $145 in 2 days, so 5% of that. If I keep that up all summer, I'll have a little bit extra money for Christmas. We're getting quite a few new faces. We've got them from Johnstown, Curlinsville, Patton, and Punxsie.
Tell them about the woman that came out here who's going to learn to play out here.
There was a lady up today, and she's going to learn to play golf out here. Her husband has a season ticket at the VFW, but he wants her to learn out here because it's too hilly down there for her to learn. The reason Cecil wasn't out today, his roommate from college came to visit him, and they had a big reunion in at their place. The next Sunday, he'll just be there in the morning. Betty Miller, that used to have Betty Miller Motel, and their daughter's getting married, so she'll have to go to the wedding, so I'll have next Sunday afternoon all by myself, too.
You hear all the clicking off and on that Dad's doing. He has to collect his thoughts a little often than you do.
Well, I don't do this as much as what you and Mom does. I have to stop and think what I'm going to say. But this afternoon, I watched the Masters. Guy Brewer won it with 8 under. Nichols had 7 under. And Yancey came in third with 6 under. Palmer, he came in fourth with 3 under. But Jack Nicklaus, he didn't even make the cutoff, so he didn't get any money at all out of this. But it was a good golf match, but neither Nicklaus or Palmer were satisfied with the way the course was taken care of.
I thought I understood from paper that the first game's going to be on television. Do you know where that's going on?
The first game's going to be on television, but I don't know who they're playing.
Is it afternoon or evening?
Afternoon or 2 o'clock.
Well, then I won't get to see it either. In the Sunday paper, they had pictures of Clemente and Maury Wills and who's the other fella that doesn't he play outfield? And another Negro boy.
Sargent.
No, it wasn't Sargent. I forget who it was. But anyhow, they were talking over the situation and showed a picture of Harry Walker. So everybody's all tuned up. They had their last and buck contest here in Indiana, I think it was, and somebody won a free color television from the contest. One of the ladies in Sunday school class this morning wanted to know if what we thought about the goings on down at the Atlantic Service Station at the corner of 4th Street. They had some kind of a first year anniversary, I guess it was, and someone said they had a girl in a, I guess it must have been a bikini bathing suit up on top of something dancing. She was attracting a lot of people anyhow. Dad wasn't there, though. He was up here at the sauna that place. If he had known about it, he probably would have been there.
I wouldn't have been allowed to go down anyway, Tom. You know that. Either that or she'd have been down in the front row with me.
Have you read in the Indiana paper, Tom, one of the fellows is running for county commissioner. And Nancy and you and I got a letter in the mail advertising for him. Andy Kuzneski, I'm going to send the advertisement to you for you to take a look at him. Looks like he's grown a little heavier than when he was here before. I wonder how come Dad didn't get an advertisement.
I'm not in politics, that's the reason I didn't get one.
No, you just aren't a good Republican, that's why you didn't get one.
The way things are going with our trees, maybe when you do come home, you'll be able to help me cut them up. I've been trying to get this guy from Ernest to come in and cut them up for paperwood, but one guy was in one day, and he wanted to know what kind of a deal I wanted. And I told him, well, any kind of a deal he made would be all right with me. And that was over a week ago, and he told me that I would hear from him within a couple of days. So far, I haven't heard anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Maybe instead of paying the house this summer, I'll be sawing logs if I can get a saw that I can handle. The one of Uncle Aaron said says it's too heavy. He almost can't handle it. He even had a black and blue mark on his leg from where he had it leaning against when he was sawing them up.
I'm going to give him another ring, and if he doesn't give me any satisfaction, I'll put the shark for him. They're cutting trees up there. They got a sawmill, Lyle Flickinger, Homer City. So I think I'll get in contact with him and let him come down and get it up. I was talking to Tubby Gross the other day, and he said his boy is in Paris. And I told him what you had said about Buck Johnson, and he said, yeah, he said he knew. He said, the word gets around, he said, their preacher told them that you were investigating over there about Buck for them. So, I don't know how he found out about it, unless Johnson goes to the same church.
Nice. have a tape made for you without putting a prayer or some scripture or a song on. I hope you don't mind, but it's awfully important to us right now. I guess I told you that Joyce Weaver, one of my student teachers, one of the ones that you had met the day you were there, sent one day a collection of inspiring thoughts for each day. There is something for each day of the week. For Sunday, there's a prayer that says, "O Lord, look down and guide my way. Bring out the best in me today. Help me to keep a cheerful mind, and please don't let me be unkind. Let me want only what's good. Help me accomplish what I should, and let me take pride in what I do without forgetting my help from you." I won't bore you with reading all of them to you, but Thursday says, when everything is going right and life seems good and very bright, then we should stop and say a prayer of thanks to Him for His love and care. And when the road seems all uphill and we wonder if we have the will to carry on, then we should pray to Him for strength to go His way. A prayer will ease the heart and mind, bring comfort of the warmest kind, and bring us close to Him who cares and understands and heeds our prayers. And for Friday, among all the blessings that life can give is the wonderful power of prayer, and all we need do is use it. He is near. He will hear. He will care. Prayer makes the troubled heart lighter. Prayer brings its own special peace. And whenever we lift our hearts to Him, our fears and our questions cease. And so with praying hands and hearts, let us turn to Him above, knowing that He will keep us safe in the shelter of His love. I wanted to tell you that Jim Kimmel and his wife and two little girls sat in front of us at church this morning. He has two real cute little girls. The oldest one is almost the very image of him, and then the younger one, who isn't really very much younger looking, looks like his wife. Too bad he didn't have a little boy. Maybe he will one day. His hair is almost entirely gray. His wife looks very much younger than he is. I don't suppose she really is. I suppose it's just the color of the hair, probably. Dad finished reading the paper, and he's sound asleep and on the chair. Maybe before he goes to bed, he can finish up by saying something to you. I hope you don't mind us filling up the tape all ourselves this time. I could call somebody on the telephone and let them talk to you. Maybe another time. Dad had kind of wanted to let Cecil say something to you on the tape, but I kind of wanted to get it mailed. Tomorrow, I don't have stamps enough to mail it when I go to school in the morning, but I'll stop on the way home and get some stamps so we can mail it to you.